Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Merry Christmas!
Oh, what the hell?
Bring it all the way.
This is the last year of these guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Rizzler again, staying. Did you like the Rizzler conversation on the Prince of Six last night?
It was cool. Listen, I enjoyed it.
I didn't realize he was eight. You know,
yeah, he's big for an 8-year-old, man.
That's, dude, he's 8 years old.
Well, both those kids, like, I don't mean to be preachy, but as a kid who was very overweight.
Mixing some celery?
I was. Just like, I want to say to the parents, like, maybe just have them take one bite of the chicken bake and then put the rest of it away. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
you don't need, when you're doing the food reviews and give the booms and all that stuff, you don't need to eat the
entire thing.
The whole thing. I just like, because the dad's obviously working out a lot and all that kind of stuff. I just, you know.
He's burning carbs.
Yeah, yes. But again, with the Rizzler, I don't think he can lose it. He's got to almost commit to it.
Well, maybe he'll grow into it when he gets taller. He's a little guy right now. Well, in terms of height. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? Ike, what do you think the response is?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the percentage is?
90%.
83%. 83%.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. 17% of people
say that they're not.
Have to win it.
Do you think they're like Jack and just saying they're young, they'll get back there, so on and so forth?
I do.
I mean, they were
just
in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I know when we said we thought they'd get back after 2022. Well, it is just 2024.
Yeah.
Well, it's only 2 years
now. I will say, we're not in the Super Bowl yet.
We're
so,
not.
Yes.
You know,
I think that makes it even more urgent, the fact that they were in there 2 years ago.
Yeah, I really don't feel the urgency. And I think it is a lot to do with winning the Super Bowl in 2017.
Well, I hate that when we talk to fans from other teams in the division, that everyone's got more than us. You know, the Cowboys point to all of them. The Giants point to all of them. Blah, 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 blah.
But even Washington's like, you're still two behind us.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, actually. 215-592.
It's going to be awesome.
215-592-9494. The Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Fellas, what's going on? How are you?
What's up, Dustin?
Don't get the call in that often. You guys put on a hell of a show, dude. And I don't know if you're still taking names for the shows, but I have a name that I think would work.
Hey,
it's only been on for 8 months.
Yeah, we settled it months ago, but I'll always take a suggestion. Yeah.
Well, dude, you guys are in the middle of the day. I'm in and out of the car.
No, it's all good.
How about Spike Ike spitting with Fritz?
Spike Ike spitting with Fritz.
Ike's name's got to go first.
Yeah, so it's got to go Ike Spike spitting with Fritz.
Spitting with Fritz. Nah, it's too much Fritz.
Too much going on.
Too much, and too much Fritz in there.
Yeah, so I don't really spit.
Well,
I kind of just talk.
You sound like you spit when you talk, Fritz. Just letting you know on the other end.
I'm going to listen for that. Now.
Yes, now I'm listening for that. Yes.
I got to also, before I get into my sports talk, my favorite part of any radio show that I listen to is 5:30, singing with you guys. I make sure that me and my daughter have the radio on, whether it's through the Odyssey app or the actual radio, and we rock out with you guys.
Oh, I
absolutely
love that.
Rock
Man,
out.
Love Creed.
You know what you got to do? How about once a week, maybe on Fridays when you're doing it live, you get a caller to sing with you guys on the line. How does that sound?
You know what? I would love to do it. It's tough sometimes with the timing of it, because when you hear it on the phone, there's a little bit of a delay. Because we had Devin do it. We had Devin Caney do it on the phone once.
Tough one.
It's a little bit of a tough one. But I think eventually we could start giving away. You know, if you ever want to come to Chickie's on Monday, we do it live. And if you, Dustin, show up at Chickie's in South Philly on a Monday, you want to sing, but we'll bring you up there. Mm-hmm. We'll absolutely bring you up.
Okay, all right. Absolutely. Because I was going to say, Spitzy, write down my number and name, and if you guys ever want somebody to sing, your boy's ready.
Spitzy. Ready. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome in South Philly. Packer Ave. So show up, all right?
Absolutely. I promise you I'll be there. I will be there one of these Mondays.
Okay.
Now, listen, let's get down to the nuts and gravies pause right there. But
nuts and gravy.
Listen, they need to win this year. They absolutely 100% need to win this year, and it's for points that my man Spike's been making since 2 o'clock. You're not going to have Bond next year, and you're getting a play out of him at middle linebacker this year. That's absolutely unbelievable. I think he's third in the league in tackles right now, believe it or not.
Yep,
he is.
An all-time season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Out of Saquon Barkley, where everybody's talking about, oh, well, all his injuries, this, that, and the third. He's never ran behind a good line. Now you're seeing him run behind a good line. I don't think he's going to tail off too much. But then again, I can't guarantee that he's going to rush for 2,000 yards next year or the year after that. Like, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime season that we're getting out of the Eagles. We got a defensive coordinator who's got these boys playing like – the best friggin' defense in the league. When was the last time we said that the Eagles had the bona fide best defense in the league?
Oh, it's been a long time. He's in my early 2000s.
You guys.
It wasn't that long ago. It was a couple years ago.
Well, but no, I don't think anybody thought they were the best defense in the league.
They may have numbers to say.
No one was proud of that defense.
Long story short, this is the season. You don't know what you're going to get out of crybaby A.J. Brown next year. You don't know what he's going to put into the turmoil.
Wow, crybaby.
Not our words. That bothers me. It still bothers. But I think right now with the pieces you got in play, and you got Nick Sirianni still talking out of his butt but not as much as a couple years ago, he's got these guys playing. And everybody wants to talk about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, he doesn't have the greatest arm in the world. But you know what he does better than any other quarterback in the league? He finds ways to win games. And I know that's like
his fire.
Shut his hole!
I know it's a cliche saying, but the dude wins games.
That's all that matters.
His entire career.
You know, you tell Jack Spitz all that Spitzy over there.
Spitzy, you stay behind that glass, Spitzy.
Yeah.
You stay behind that glass.
Dustin's coming out.
Swinging today,
millennial. You're not hungry for a Super Bowl. What are you kidding me?
We just got one.
He said we just got one.
First off, you sound like you're the same age as me. You're a fellow millennial.
How old are you, Fritz?
Well, I'm 30.
What year were you born?
30.
No, what year were you born?
I got you by a couple of years.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, watch yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Dustin, why don't you give us your siblings there?
Oh, man, the first caller took mine with Kelsey. My man Ike took mine. Venus and Serena's the best one. I'm going to say, how about this? I'm going to throw a curveball. How about the Kennedy brothers?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big answer.
Yes.
That's a big answer. A big answer. Huge. Yes. Family full of.
Yes, sir.
But siblings, for sure. That's a good one, Dustin. Don't be a stranger.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Dustin just came out swinging.
Yeah.
Swinging. So now, after Ike's going to tell you about Elite Acura, but then Ike has to make a very serious apology to the family of one person after he tells you about Elite Acura.
Just another day on this show.
Yeah, a true apology.
Thank you, right before I do this. Yes. I appreciate that.
Yep,
yes, I'm heavy on my heart right now.
It's a good tease.
Yep, now I have huge news from Elite Acura. They need your help with used car inventory that's running low. Now, they're on the hunt for fresh trades, so if you got a car, truck, or an SUV, you can trade it in today and upgrade to a brand new 2024 Acura MDX with up to $10,000 off, luxury performance, and style for less. Now, it gets even better. During the Acura Seasonal Performance event, you can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for just $319 a month, plus a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer, or you can lease a 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for only $429 a month. Make your best deal by year's end and spin the prize wheel for a chance to win service credits, gift cards, and more. Visit Elite Acura today on Route 73 North in Maple Shade or shop online anytime at EliteAcura.com. And don't forget, no one competes with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details.
So I think we're going to need some specific Ike apology music moving forward that we always play when he has to apologize when he's done this. Ike, you have the floor.
Oh, yes. First of all, I want to apologize to the Travis Henry family. Did not know he was alive and well.
Travis Henry.
I think
did
I'm
not
mistaken
die.
Him for Chris Henry, the former Cincinnati Bengal, who died tragically at a young age. And he had gone through some troubles as well, trying to get his life together, getting back in the NFL. And he died tragically in an accident with his the mother of his children. So, yes, I think that's where I was at in my head with the last name Henry. So, as usual.
Once a week, I kill somebody that's not dead.
I tell you, man, I told Harbaugh I didn't like running down there, running into those wedges like that, man. Tell you. But they said that's the only way you was going to make the team and stay on the team.
You got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got
to
do, man.
All right. Before we get back to the phones, the one seed. So you believed in the possibility of the one seed a lot more than I did a couple of weeks ago. And here it is. I wouldn't say it is likely, but it is certainly in the realm of possibility. It's definitely in play. Yep. I've heard a lot of people say, Elliot, actually, one of them, that it is, you know, that you want the one seed. You want the NFC Championship game at home. But he's confident they're going to go to Detroit. They can win that game. Confident they can go to Minnesota and win that game. I think the possibility of the Eagles going to the Super Bowl rides pretty hand in hand with getting the one seed. That is a tough. I don't care how many injuries Detroit has. I don't care if Minnesota's starting Sam Darnold. A dome team at home, it is.
Telling you.
It is a major difference.
Yep.
So you. I know going into that game, if it was in Detroit, you would feel good about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. But
Detroit would be favored.
Yeah, the difference, I think Detroit would probably be a 3.5-point favorite at home. Yep. I think so. And I think it would probably be close to a push here in Philadelphia. That would be my guess, maybe a point favorite. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty significant difference having the one seed and not having the one seed.
No, I totally agree. You want to get those teams outdoors, playing in front of your fans. More importantly, playing in front of your fans, man.
Playing one last game?
Yes. That's, dude, I've done a couple of these. Being in the postseason, being a part of the pregame hype leading up to that game, that week, the fans, what it means from a local business standpoint, having it here. Having Championship Sunday in your building, it almost gives you a feeling of being invincible.
That's how it felt against Minnesota.
Yes. Like that's yeah. So to have that game at the Link, come on, man. That's what you want. You want that celebration. Sure, we'll take it anywhere. But you want that celebration when that final clock goes off and we're headed to New Orleans. You want that celebration in the Link.
And
you want that in the Link, brother.
There's the having to play in the dome in the championship game, and I think that having to play an extra game, you know,
that's the other thing.
If you ask people, they would say, "Oh, they're definitely going to win that first round game." But it's weird. The NFC doesn't have a supremely dominant team over all the other teams, mm-hmm. but they do have a bunch of teams that'll scare you. You know, Green Bay would scare you. Washington a third time. Like, look, I think they'd beat Washington, but it's not out of the realm of possibility losing to that team. Tampa.
And we may come out feeling different about Washington after we play them this Sunday.
Right, with a healthy Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Tampa would be scary. Whoever you know, the Rams or the Cardinals, whatever it is. I think Cardinals
might be the only team I'm not scared of.
The Eagles.
Gannon in a playoff game?
Well, yeah. Revenge game?
Yeah.
Revenge for the Eagles, by the way. All right, 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're on WIP. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Mm-hmm. OG, in the first hour?
Yeah. How about that?
Okay.
You know what? I was thinking, right? I say that when I call earlier and get on, I don't have the frustration of listening to other callers, you know, while I'm on hold. And I think that's where y'all be setting me up at. You know what I'm saying? So,
as long as we can get through this phone call without you running to Twitter and trying to get all your little minions to take shots at the show, I think that would be a big win. That's why I had to block you.
Whoa, right, you blocked down, OG? Right,
been blocked.
Really?
That's my knowledge without college school of thought student. So they're all there to support me because I don't get that support on this platform.
Oh, here we go.
I should've. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Break out the ambulance.
Respect me here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't respect me. Y'all rob me out of my prizes. That's why y'all don't let me participate in none of the little questions and everything because you robbed from me.
I asked you what your little notable sibling. You give horrible answers. That's why.
No, because I say me. What's wrong with me? I'm the notable citizen, you know, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to name that thing. But listen, man.
Yeah.
Back to the business.
Yes.
I agree that this is a must win. We must win the Super Bowl this year. You know what I'm saying? Because how many times can you say that we've been the best team going into the playoffs? We are the best team, hands down. And I understand, Ike, you said that you're afraid to go in certain arenas, you know.
Right now, I didn't say I was afraid to go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, man up, Ike.
I thought you just said you.
Well, he didn't say afraid.
I said Arizona is the only team I'm not afraid of.
Right, yeah. I don't think he's afraid of going into Minnesota or Detroit.
No, he's afraid of it. It's okay. Can we just get him on the record or something? He's afraid of it?
Yeah, he's scared.
Without, like, he played the game?
Yeah.
Jack and Spike are so soft?
Yeah, come on, tough guy.
So when you say the only thing you're not afraid of is Arizona, that means you're afraid of all the other teams. So, my point is, I believe that we are a better road team than any of the teams playing that would be in the playoffs. And
okay.
I believe that the OG Wade 4-point system would win in any arena.
I love the 4-point system.
Give it to us again. Give us the 4-point system again.
Okay. All right, here we go. OG Wade 4-point system this week. The Eagles O-line against the Washington's D-line. Who you think win that battle?
The Eagles O-line.
Okay. The Eagles D-line against Washington's O-line. Who you think will win that battle?
The Eagles D line.
Okay. Which team you think will rush the ball more effectively on Sunday?
The Eagles.
Okay. Which quarterback will turn the ball over the least?
Jaden Daniels. We know that.
Okay, so then we got a 3-1. Eagles win.
But what a breakdown, by the way. You got to win the trenches, run the football, and not turn the ball over with the quarterback.
He's a real Philly guy. Yeah. OG's a real Philly guy.
Yeah, because here's why I say this. This is important. Y'all spat on it and act like, oh, that's obvious. But then why do you continue to pound the table about passing the ball?
Because, well, yeah, you know that's not me.
Because
yeah,
teams,
that's not me.
Because teams that win the Super Bowl can pass the ball effectively. That's it. They can.
Here's my point to you.
Yeah.
Is that whatever? I don't care what name on the back of the jerseys, what receivers, how many yards it's passed for. If you win those 4 points, you'll win the game.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I know it sounds crazy, but you can't go to one game this year and show me where a team lost that 4 point and won the game. You just can't.
We'll get our research staff on that.
Yeah. Well, Lions. The Lions did that against the Texans.
I have a 1 point system. A 1 point system. Here we go. If you score more points than the other team,
you're gonna win.
Well, that's you can, obviously it's not in fantasy football because that's why I'm in the playoff and I'm winning.
You're not in the playoffs.
You're not in the playoffs. What are you talking about?
You're in the No.
That's the consolation.
You're in the consolation bracket, OG.
You won one game this year.
You had the worst fantasy team that's ever been put together.
I won the game. Who the hell did I beat?
You beat somebody in the consolation bracket.
Yeah. No. OG.
Was it Spike?
No. I scored more points. You know, you ain't beating me. I'd quit my job if you beat me.
I'm pissed at
him. Well, don't tempt him.
Right. OG, why don't you give us your siblings, because we're always trying to eke you out of your prize. Why don't you give us notable siblings?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's OG Wade and OG Wade. All
right. And you just blatantly lied.
Yes.
Always.
He's an idiot.
I mean, not only did you not win this week, you literally got outscored by 113 points.
In the consolation bracket.
Yes.
By a team that didn't even make the playoffs.
That team didn't even make the playoffs.
He lives in La La Land.
What is he talking about?
This is the...
I had to go check, who the hell lost to OG? How did he win a game?
If you were a Jalen Hurts...
Literally 1-13 on the year.
That's their voice, the Jalen Hurts super fans.
Yeah, they need a better representative.
I agree.
Yeah, Corey's a better representative than OG.
Totally.
Yeah, even Louis from Nebraska is a little shaky too.
Yeah, Louis's shaky for sure.
So we have a lot of big stuff coming up. First of all, we'll talk to Shil Kapadia of the Ringer as we always do. But then we have two pieces of good injury news.
Okay.
Good Eagles injury news, and believe it or not, good Sixers injury news?
Who cares? Anyway.
I didn't know if that was possible.
Well, look.
Okay.
Don't you who cares?
I don't care.
Buddy. Go trade Alec Bohm.
Ooh, good Sixers injury news. Hold on.
Yeah, look.
I just thought about that. Hold on. That's big fella.
Did Saquon practice today?
I don't know, Saquon. You fraud. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in Philly. Although, let's be honest, around the holidays, things really do start to add up. But this season of giving, Verizon's offering a single line for $50 per month when you switch and bring in your phone. So while ice skating for two is definitely costing more, at Verizon, you can save. How about gifts for a third cousin? We know that could be pretty steep. But a single line with Verizon, not so steep. How about hosting a holiday get-together? Good luck with that. A line with Verizon? Woohoo! Now that's something to celebrate. How about that real Christmas tree that Jack likes to buy every year? That could be pretty pricey. But a single line with Verizon, that's less pricey. Even a trip to the Philly holiday market will cost you more. But with Verizon, you can switch and bring in your phone for just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. All this to say, during the holiday season, when everything is costing more, you can get more for less right now at a local Verizon store.